team. 92 was not for Johnny. Was not for Johnny. See how the mainsail, see how the mainsail. Call for the captain ashore. Let me go home. Let me go home. Wanna go home. Let me go home.
Welcome back. It is a Drive with Jack, the team. 92.1 FM. It is time for our psychologically speaking segment, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com. Matt, it's only appropriate that our guest, Dr. John Braccio, spends a good deal of time in South Florida, and not because Michigan is playing Florida State in the Orange Bowl. We want to bring in Dr. John Braccio. John, how are you?
Well, I'm in a buoyant mood, and go Seminoles.
Wow.
This is a guy who went to a Michigan-Ohio State game. I don't know if this was a psychological experiment or just wanted to torment some Michigan fans, dressed up in Ohio State gear.
Wow.
To tailgate and then dash back to see Michigan State beat Penn State.
And you might remember, Jack, that morning we talked to you because you had the morning Saturday show at that time.
That's right.
You and Tom. So, yes, so John and I were there, and it was a great game. We saw part of it there because, our beloved Buckeyes won that game. So, yeah, everything worked out fine. Matt, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
They were beloved that day, I'll tell you
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no kidding.
You can maybe help us with a question that came up in a segment with Bob Winowski. Do you believe that there is a brand bias that certain schools would be better positioned for the playoffs, certainly better positioned to have an athlete in New York for the Heisman Trophy based on the name on the front of the jersey?
Well, I don't think there's any question that's true. I think it just makes sense. I mean, if you're a big name person, you know, from a big name school, I should say, you're going to get a lot of really push. I mean, you know, I feel this year, John and I, both John Jr. and myself, that ESPN seems to be really pushing, you know, Michigan, whether it was with the playoff or a guy like Peppers, who may be a great player. But I think if you're from an Alabama, if you're from, you know, a Florida, if you're from certain schools, I think there's without a doubt. Now, unless you're just one of those people so much better than everybody, but not many of them really come along. They're usually 2-3 people you could choose from, make a pretty good case. You could even argue back when Lorenzo White is a sophomore, he had as good a year as anybody had. I believe he came in third or fourth of the Heisman that year.
Yeah.
So I think that's just reality. I think as good as you might be at Western, you're not going to get the publicity that if you're at Ohio State or even in Notre Dame.
If Jabril Peppers had played for Indiana instead of Michigan, and there's no way he ever would have went to Bloomington, but had he played for the Hoosiers, would he be headed to New York as a Heisman finalist, or would he be seen as a poor man's Antoine Randle L?
I just think he'd be seen as a really good player. I think he had a terrific year. Again, it's hard to really say. I mean, he's played both ways. He's done some terrific things. I just don't think he was necessarily that much better than everybody. That I think being at Michigan was just was helpful for him, particularly with the ESPN push and with Big Ten show. And that's fine. They had a great year. So, and I think that he is a very worthy athlete. I have no issues with excellence, and he's definitely an exciting player.
The other flip side of this perfect example, you mentioned Western Michigan, 91 receptions, 1,427 yards, 18 touchdowns. Not for a guy from Michigan or Ohio State. Corey Davis of Western Michigan.
Yeah, that's actually who I was thinking of.
I mean, who's talking about him outside?
You know where he'll get his, and there's
NFL,
no brand bias?
In the NFL.
The NFL draft.
You better believe it. Antonio Brown has got to be his hero.
Antonio Brown, yes, I remember him. Unfortunately, very well.
That's right.
All too well. Sunday nights when NBC goes through and lets every player say where they're from, and you listen to the schools that the starters are from, you say, wait a minute.
Right.
This isn't the college football rankings. These are guys who can just play ball, and the NFL does not care where you are
right.
from.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question that the NFL, if you can play, you play. I mean, you can come from North Dakota State or wherever and play. I mean, I don't think it makes any difference at all.
How about Jake Lampman, the kid from Hazlett High School, who barely touched the ball for the Vikings, fights his way on at Ferris State, and now he's with the Saints.
I think the pros really are very non-judgmental. I mean, if you can play, you play. It's a dog eat dog. Who can win for them is who they really want. In a way, that's a pure form of really capitalism. If you win, you're the best. There's no questions. No one questions if you're good or bad. If you're good, you're good. It's really that simple.
All right. I want you to tell us why Detroit Lions fans should not be waiting for the other shoe to hit them in the ear after so many years. Now they're 8-4. People getting excited. They might get a home playoff game. They might get a bye. All these good things could happen. All right, who pulls the football away from Charlie Brewer?
Well, listen, all I can say is the Lions really look good this past week. Yeah. And even when they've been barely winning, the way they've been able to come back, you know, it sounds like a mean-spirited thing to say, but, you know, it looks like our 90-year-old gal here knows how to run the team a lot better than William Clay Ford did. And I remember when she came forward talking about winning, I thought, wow, I mean, this is not quite who I would have expected. It kind of shows whether you're the president of Michigan State University or now running the Lions. It doesn't matter how big you are or how old you are. If you're tough and you're good, you can win. I know it sounds like an odd variable, but you can go all the way back to Joe Falls. You can take Jerry Green. People have been talking about the need for the Lions to have a change in ownership. I just didn't think that it would be the wife, of all things, and I may have the wrong cause and effect, but it's just exciting to see the Lions win. Remember, I go back a long ways, and it's I feel good. Now, bad things could happen, but I'm not going to worry about that. I've got all week to have great fun and joy and pleasure in the win. If there's a loss, I can't take credit for it. I'm not out there. If there's a win, I will enjoy the glow. And I still think the biggest thing in Michigan, if the Lions really could become a big-time winning program, not even necessarily, you know, even like, you know, like the better teams, how does that sound? Just be able to keep, you know, keep going and winning consistently. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right. I'll be here to bring everybody down. Something's going to go wrong.
Come on, Doug, Matt,
be positive. It's going to work out.
I sat in that stadium when they found Sterling Sharp uncovered in the playoffs.
I want to throw this to Doug Warren, our football historian, very quick. You know what we didn't think of?
What's that?
There was a lot of talk that William Clay Ford maybe meddled or didn't know talent when he saw it and, you know, couldn't figure out how to hire a coach or Matt Millen. But when you look at what happened with Martha Ford, the first thing she did was she kept Ernie Accorsi.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people wouldn't have done that. She saw something there, and then Bob Quinn. Now, she's not getting involved in any personnel decisions. She's not the one who said you have to re-sign Joik Bell.
Right.
So, you know, maybe there's something to it.
Maybe. We'll have to wait and
hire
see.
Hire good people and get out of the way. Thanks, John. Appreciate it very much. We'll be right back with Terry Denbo at Issue coming up next.
Honey, wake up.
What? What is it?
You were dreaming of Finley's slow-roasted prime rib again.
Mmm, Finley's Grill and Smokehouse slow-roasted prime rib.
Close your eyes and dream. You could smell and taste the tender, juicy, mouth-watering slow-roasted prime rib at Finley's. Perfectly seasoned and roasted for hours to just how you like it.
Finley's tender, juicy, slow-roasted prime rib. Oh, I'm hungry. Very hungry.
Imagine Finley's signature half-pound America's Cut, or the 12-ounce Frontier Cut, or the King of All Cuts, the 1-pound double.
Oh, tonight, take wife. Finley's Grill and Smokehouse slow-roasted prime rib. Mm.
Works every time.
Enjoy delicious slow-roasted prime rib only at Finley's Grill and Smokehouse, located in Jackson and two locations in Lansing. And be sure to celebrate the holiday season with Finley's gift cards. With every $25 you purchase, receive $5 in Finley's bonus gift cards, absolutely free.